The Anti-Defamation League recently released a report on how colleges are responding to anti-Semitism on campus. Last year's report card focused on 85 colleges, and this year's report, they expanded it to include 135. Now, of the 85 reviewed last year, 45% were found to have made significant policy changes when it comes to anti-Semitism. Yeah, I know, just 45%. This year's report card for the colleges, 135 this year, gave either an A or a B grade to only 36% of the 135 colleges. Now, while that's an increase from last year's 23.5%, it reveals that anti-Semitism is not being effectively addressed. And maybe that's because there's a lack of exposure to understanding of things like the horrors of the Holocaust. My next guest with the story of his life, I think, contributes a very powerful tool to change all this. He's a Holocaust survivor who tells his story of survival along with the incredible life that he found when he came to America at 17. His book is My Two Lives. It is an honor to welcome Jochan Jack Werfel to Issues and Ideas. How are you today, sir?
I'm fine. Thank you very much, Chris.
Well, thank you for your story, because it brings into the here and now so much of a much need to understand, because there are 31 states in this nation that do not mandate even the teaching of the Holocaust. And we see, like here in New Jersey, for example, they can't even pass a piece of legislation that establishes a definition of anti-Semitism. And that's just, yeah. Those are just some of the mechanics that we're facing. Never mind what happens in people's minds and hearts. What was it that you wanted to accomplish with your book, My Two Lives?
Well, actually, I initially wrote it for my family so that they always ask me to write the story of my life, so that the family, my children, my grandchildren, and their children would always know where our family came from and what happened to them. And of course, I lost my entire family except my brother, who's a year and a half older than I am, who lives in Australia right now. The book itself was written for that purpose, but now it's all over the place and a lot of people are buying the book. And I think the number is somewhere around 2,500 books that I know have now been acquired by people. And I'm happy about that. And what worries me so much, being in this country since I was 17, after I lived through the Holocaust, and having been in this country, it's been a wonderful life for me. All these years, I'm now 92 years old, and all the years since I was 17, I arrived here. The life has been wonderful. But I do need to write this book now, or I wrote this book now, in order to not only my family, but to let people know what Holocaust is all about. This is one of the most amazing things that happened in our mankind. There are 7 million Jews who were killed during the Holocaust. And most people in this country here know very little about it, especially in the schools. And what really concerned me was recently the uprising in the various universities and colleges in this country, and even their leaders of those schools who were before Congress and didn't have an answer for all the things that are happening and what to do about it, that worried me. It worried me terribly, because I'm just worried that things are happening here that could eventually cause another Holocaust again. Who knows, you know?
Well, that's one of the important, that's one of the important lessons I think your book gives, because a lot of people think of the Holocaust of, okay, I can point to a date on the calendar, that's the day the Holocaust started. But your book presents how it developed and what you observed and what you saw and what you experienced. I think that's the important lesson so many other people need to grasp an understanding of.
Yes, exactly.
So take us to that. What were those early, you know, what, if you can look back, and I read an interview too where you said you were writing this book brought back memories you thought you had forgotten. What were some of the things happening around you that made you think something is about to go really, really terrible here?
Well, as I just mentioned, the thing that primarily worried me were the things that happened in the universities and schools recently. This is what really worried me, that those people don't seem to understand what the Holocaust was all about. They know very little about it. And I read some things about younger people between the age of 18 and 28, where only less than 30% had ever heard of the Holocaust and knew what it was, you know?
Yeah.
And this is one of the most important things for people to know, what happened during the Holocaust, and to make sure that that doesn't happen again.
Saw a survey related to that, too. There, 20% of 18 to 34-year-olds don't even believe the Holocaust took place.
Existed, exactly. It's just a very worrisome thing, and I just don't understand why we can't have a law in this country to have this teach in the schools, to let the kids know so this doesn't happen again to them. Because there are a lot of Jewish people in this country, and the same thing could happen to them that happened to my family. You know, it could. You never know.
Talking with Jack Werfel with his book, My Two Lives. And we have a link to get Mr. Werfel's book at our homepage as well, and I urge you to, because living history is a rarity these days, and to hear about it from a person that was living history, is living history, that is one of the most valuable lessons you could possibly get, and that's what Mr. Werfel does with his book. And the fact that there were fewer than 60,000 Holocaust survivors remaining adds even more value and urgency to the telling of his story, which is in two parts. Ergo, the title, My Two Lives, because the second part is not only a revelation of the exciting life that you had once you came to America, but it becomes a book of empowerment for people to realize, all right, I'm down on myself, but I don't need to be. I'm not looking at a challenge the way I should be looking at it, as something I can overcome. And to have fun and to enjoy life while you're doing the work, too. Those are all important things I think you bring about with your book.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that many more people will read this book, will get this book, and hopefully it helps them to understand it and to avoid any future type of Holocaust.
Going through the second part of your book, too, the one chapter that stood out to me was chapter 21, The Loyalty Effect, where in the working world, it's not just who you align with, it's who you seek to align with, and that adds to the strength of whatever it is, whatever industry, whatever business you happen to be in. It's who you bring and who you bring up that's going to determine whether or not you're going to be a success.
Yeah, that's very true, yeah.
In your observations, are the Jewish people doing all they can to help prevent the spread of anti-Semitism from spreading more than it has already? I mean, like I said, we've seen record numbers of it by every measurement, by certainly the American Anti-Defamation League. But is the Jewish population doing what they should be and need to be doing, in your opinion?
In my opinion, I think more could be done. I mean, there's always that where you can do more. Just like my little book. I mean, why aren't there other people who are doing the same things, I mean, I know there are a lot of people who contribute money and that sort of thing. But there's more to it than just the money in order to fight the war with Israel and Hamas presently. We need to teach people. We need to teach them. We need to tell them what happened and how it happened and how that could happen again. And just for their own sake, for the sake of humanity, we've got to try to avoid it. And I hope that more and more people, Jewish people in particular, will fight that, you know. And a lot of them do. And, you know, but there's always more that can be done.
I think what Mr. Werfel is doing with his book, My Two Lives, I think he's going to make you more aware of not just why it's important to understand what's happening to the Jewish people, what has happened back in the Holocaust and is happening today, and what could very easily become a spiritual, emotional Holocaust, if not a physical one. But it's also going to bring you an understanding of why you need to do and step forward to do everything that you possibly can, whether it's someone who you know, someone in your family who is speaking toxic and poisonous words about a people that had nothing to do against them, nothing against them at all. But some people just hold hatred in their hearts and they need someone to target. And it seems to be more often than not the Jewish people. And that's just unjust, unfair, unchristian, unfaithful, and whatever, any other un you want to put into it. But Mr. Werfel, I think your book is an awareness raiser and empowerment for people to stand up strong with the Jewish people and to stop the poison from growing any more than we see it growing right now. And I thank you for telling your story, because no one's obligated to make their life an open book. But for what you have done, you are indeed going to change not just minds but hearts. And thank you for doing that.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for saying that.